when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's me, Gemma Collins. It is that time again where we meet to talk about all things fabulous. Guys, how's your week going? I've had a fantastic week. I've been a busy bee in my home. I feel like I'm nesting for the winter. I'm like a hedgehog curled up in a ball, but a busy hedgehog because I have been putting up wallpaper in my house in true GC style. I've not been doing it myself. And I'm just really cozying up the home for winter. I've been drinking hot chocolate. Yes, with cream. Yes, with marshmallows. And I've had a really fantastic week. So I hope your week's going good. Guys, today I want to talk to you about a few things. We're going to be chatting sexual liberation. We're going to be talking winter solstice. And we're going to be talking travel tips. Now, funny I should mention that. I don't know why. I went into Primark yesterday and I bought a pink suitcase. I couldn't resist. And literally, I ended up buying so much stuff in there, I couldn't carry it out the shop. So I was thinking, OMG, what am I going to do? Out the corner of my eye, I saw this pink suitcase. I was like, do you know what, honey? I'll just take that suitcase. I'm going to fill it up with everything I've brought. And do you know what? I've really started to get organised for Christmas. I really want to enjoy the month of December. And I've just been like, do you know what? It's always such a rush. I'm just going to get organised this year. Organisation is key. So I am a very organised hedgehog today. Now, guys, just to say, you have been sending me your amazing questions, which, of course, I'll be helping you out with. Thank you for all your DMs on Instagram. I've also got an email address, which you can email me to get through to me and tell me what your dilemma is or what you want me to speak about. And that email is gemmapodcast8@gmail.com. Let me just repeat that. gemmapodcast8@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're up to. I want to know what you want me to talk about with you. Have you got a dilemma? Is Christmas stressing you out? OMG, get in touch. So today, guys, I wanted to talk to you about sexual liberation. There's still such a taboo around the word sex. And do you know what? Sex is and can be a great thing. And we should all feel a lot more comfortable talking about it because we must practice safe sex, basically. And, you know, people still feel, especially if you're of the age where you can have consensual sex, you need to be able to feel comfortable within yourself. So I just thought I'd come on today and touch on it just to let you know it's all okay. You don't need to hide it. People say sex sells, which it does. But as long as it's practiced in a safe manner, then you're all good, guys. You need to be liberated. I mean, you've got to be a sexually liberated individual. And you can be as open as you want when it comes to your sex lives. And you don't need to have any guilt about it. I think all the youngsters of today, it's always awkward having that sex talk with your mum. Just like, OMG, mum, no way, no way, no way, not going there. I mean, I've got two younger nephews. I'm very open with them. You know, I'm always saying to my eldest nephew, make sure you wear a condom. I'm very open with them. You know, I know it's a part of life. And because I'm like their cool auntie, they get it, they laugh, and they're probably thinking, shut up, Gemma. But at the end of the day, we all need to be practicing safe sex. Also, I think, you know, it's really kind of important to be confident in yourself and your body. I know loads of people have hang-ups and like, oh God, what if they see my body and stuff like that? do you know what? It doesn't matter, guys. You know, just enjoy it, embrace yourself, and go for it, baby. Now, talking about getting cozy under the covers, guys, winter solstice is soon to be upon us. So what winter solstice is, for anyone that doesn't know, it's a totally magical time of the year. And what the winter solstice is, it's when the sun travels the shortest path through the sky. And that day, therefore, has the least daylight and the longest night. Now, that will happen on the 21st of December. And it's when the North Pole is tilted away from the sun. And winter solstice is so important. I mean, winter is my most favorite time of the year. It's a winter celebration of the sun. Throughout history, societies across the world have held festivals and ceremonies marking winter solstice because it's the day of the sun's rebirth. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's my favorite time of the year. If any of you haven't read up on winter solstice, get online. It's a great time to manifest your goals as well. As you know, I am big on manifestation. So when that winter solstice comes, you need to be manifesting up everything that you want. Now, I love December because in January, it's always my birthday. And yeah, I get very, very excited. As you all know, I'm into zodiac signs as well and astrology. Now, in the astrological sense, the winter solstice marks the beginning of Capricorn season. I get on with Capricorns. It's really interesting. I don't know if you've ever met anyone that you really vibe with or don't vibe with, and you look up their star sign and you're like, yeah, that's why I don't vibe with you. Our star signs don't cross. I'm an Aquarius. It got very confusing this year when people started telling me that all the star signs had changed. I'm like, hell no. I'm an Aquarius. I've always been an Aquarius, and I'm not prepared to change it for anybody. The winter solstice is on the 21st of December. So make a mark of it. Tell your friends all about it and get manifesting. So just a bit of fun on today's podcast. I thought I've been getting loads of questions from you, and you guys wrote in to ask me what my favorite thing is about my personality. Now, I wanted to say thank you firstly for getting in touch. But the best thing about my personality is that I like to have a laugh. I love to have a laugh. I always see the funny side in every situation. I'm terrible. I'm one of these people that if someone dies, I can't help it. I laugh. You know, let's not get sinister about it. Obviously, I'm very sad, but I have this thing where I just laugh all the time, partly nerves, and I never forget my, bless him, my cousin, he would see the funny side of this. Sadly, he passed away and we went to, you know, look at him before he was buried, and they'd like done him up sort of thing, and he just didn't look like him. Anyway, I got the fit of giggles. I turned everyone's tears into laughter. We all then sort of remembered the good times, and we all made, you know, light of a terrible situation. So definitely my laughter is the best thing about my personality. I am the worst person to talk to about traveling. I go on holiday with two cases and come back with 11. This summer, I went to Mykonos and I started out with 3 suitcases. I came home with 8 or 9 suitcases. You would not believe it. I am the worst person to travel with. I always think when you're traveling in GC, true style, how do you know what you're going to want to wear every day? You need options. I need all my stuff around me. I think sometimes where I used to travel a lot, I used to get quite lonely And it got to a point, especially in the early days in my career, I was like, oh no, not another hotel room. Because they just don't always feel personalized. And I always think it's nice to take your favorite bits with you when traveling. But yeah, I went to Mykonos. I always miss flights. I'm always missing flights. But now I do tend to get to the airport at least 2 hours before, just so it's a smooth transition. I went on a girly trip this year and my best friend Vicky was like, Gemma, I will be at your house at this time. If you're not ready, we're going. And I was like, Vicky, that's 3 hours before the flight. She's like, yeah, I don't want the stress of it. And do you know what? It made the holiday so easy and just so more stress-free. So if you are traveling, I would say, honeys, do your research. Get to know the destination in depth before you arrive. Check the weather. I always check the weather. Also, make sure your suitcases are locked because you never know. You know, if someone sees me checking in at an airport, you just never know. They're probably thinking, oh, there's a Louis Vuitton bag in there. I'm going to swipe it. I always make sure I lock my cases. And basically, always have your important documents to hand. Always let your friends and family know where you're traveling to. I always send people my live location every day to save Mark ringing me 100 times a day. I just every morning send him my live location for 8 hours so he can track me 8 hours of his day. Always safeguard your hotel room, you know. Make sure that you put items in the safe and always be aware of your surroundings. I went to Mexico once and was going out for dinner. When I come back, my room had been robbed. It's really scary because, you know, you are able to always make sure you put things in the safe. Always look good at an airport, honeys. You know, even if it's a tracksuit, always match it with the bag, have the killer shades on. You need to look like a VIP going through that airport.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Favorite type of holidays are like random ones. I love Tenerife. I always go to Tenerife. This year, when we go to Tenerife, there was 10 of us. All my family went. We absolutely love it. It's our favorite place in the world. It's got such happy family memories there of when we went when I was younger. My nephews come, my brother come, Rami come, Tristan come, my mum and dad come. It was a great trip. My brother booked the whole of the plane at the back. Because he was like, we need space. My mum is the real diva. And she's like, she only likes flying a certain airline. And I was like, Mum, it's only going to cost us £49 if we go on this airline, you know, cost of living crisis and all. She's like, right, I need space. I need space. So anyway, I told my brother to just book us the whole of the plane at the back. So we had extra seats and everything. So that was definitely fun. And do you know what? We all had such a laugh. We did everything all together. You know, it was just so nice to spend time with the family. I love Mykonos. Went there in the summer. Literally had the time of my life. Mykonos is like a walking, talking fashion show. So when I'm in Tenerife, I can just be so much more Gemma. I can chill. It doesn't really matter what I wear. I do take glam stuff still, but it's not a fashion show. The minute you open your eyes in Mykonos, you are like, this is a walking, talking fashion show. You know, Dior, Gucci, you name it. And it was so nice this year because I'd bought quite a lot of stuff pre-pandemic to go to Mykonos. Then the COVID happened. I didn't end up going. So I literally had all this new stuff to go with this year. So I was like, yeah, every day I made sure I got lots and lots of wear out of all my fancy outfits. I love city trips as well. I really want to go to Poland. I've got a very good friend that's Polish, and he comes and makes me the most fabulous soups and Polish food. I've started shopping in a local Polish shop because I've just got so obsessed with the food. I absolutely love it. The soups he makes are out of this world. So healthy, not fattening, so tasty. So I'm hoping to go to Poland just before Christmas. I definitely, definitely, definitely want to go to Lapland this year. And I want to go and see the Northern Lights. So sharp, short breaks. I mean, you won't believe it. When we was in Mykonos, basically it said our flight was delayed. So me being me, you know, I'm on the sunbed, sipping my pina colada. The alert comes up, go to the airport, check your luggage in. I'm like, yeah, but the flight's like 4 hours delayed. So I was like, no, we'll be all right. We'll just go nearer the time. Anyway, got to the airport with the 9 suitcases. Bless Rami. He was a great help. I think, yeah, it was probably his, you know, reminder of what it's like to travel with me, because we hadn't been on like a big holiday like that in a long time. And he's like, Gemma, I think we should have checked in. I'm like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Let me deal with this. Anyway, they was like, no, we shut the check-in off. We was like, oh my God. Then I was like, right, I've got 9 suitcases. Forget the luggage. Let's just get on the plane. And then I'm thinking, how will I get the luggage back to the UK? Rung Mark. He's like, don't worry, we'll fly someone out there to get the luggage. I'm like, don't really know anyone, Mark, that's just going to fly to Mykonos to bring my luggage back. I'm sure people got better things to do. It was about 9:30 at night. And to be honest, I needed a gyros. I don't know if you've ever been to Greece, but the best things ever. They're a pita bread. They've got chips in them. They've got meat in them. They've got salad in them. They've got garlic dip. I looked at him and said, hum, this is so stressful. I need a gyros. Quickly went on Skyscanner. Boom, got a flight the next day. So yeah, I always travel by the seat of my pants, but there is nothing like coming back from a holiday and seeing the green grass of the UK, as Tom Jones would say, the green grass of home. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Before I go, I get to answer one more of your questions. Sarah from Liverpool contacted me to ask me what my future ambitions were. And I went all John Lennon, and I was thinking, it's to be happy. You know, John Lennon said once that someone asked him what he wanted to be when he was at school, and he said, just happy. So firstly, I would say my future ambition is to be happy. My future ambition is to hopefully buy some land close to my house and put animals on there, llamas, donkeys, horses, you know, really give just some animals that may have been mistreated a beautiful home. I see myself getting up. I want to get some dogs. I want to just be with the animals. I want to like go and stroke the sheep. So that's one of my future ambitions. I definitely want to go into more of an acting role, a movie role. That's something that I do dream of doing. So yeah, they are my future ambitions. And also maybe to buy a stately home. I really feel that I'm ready for a stately home now. GC Stately Home. So yeah, it's all on the vision board, guys. Remember, you can get anything you want. You've just got to believe. Guys, that was so much fun. I hope you enjoyed today's Gemma Collins podcast, produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review. Guys, do it now. Don't mess about. GC style. A message or voice note or email me. So if you want to message me on Instagram, it's Gemma Collins. Don't forget I'm on TikTok as well. That's Gemma Collins. If you want to email me, it's gemmapodcast8@gmail.com. And I'll answer all your questions on the podcast next week. Can't wait to catch up with you next week, guys. Stay fabulous. Go forth. Go out there. Get what you want in life. Walk tall. Same time next week, honey. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.